going to fuck you in the ass.
Sex with my miniature stallion.
They were all waiting to fuck your mother up the ass.
It smelled like a toilet full of nasty ass, okay?
The first night that he came up to visit me, I took him down to the barn to introduce him to some of my horses and some of the other horses that I enjoyed at the barn. And I took him in and introduced him to my miniature stallion. And kind of, I don't know if it was subconscious, kind of, I was very nervous and kind of wanted to do the shock factor, as it were. My miniature stallion was dropped and masturbating. When his penis is dropped and he slaps it on his belly, they call that masturbation for stallions. And so I one thing led to another and I couldn't resist, so I bent down and started sucking on him. And then he tried climbing on top of me, so the next thing I know, my pants are down and I'm bending over for him and I'm like, excuse me, I can't resist. Well, I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. He's not a whole lot larger than most humans. He is a bit bigger, but not uncomfortably so. I like to suck on him orally, and he especially enjoys that.
I have anal sex with the miniature stallion. He penetrates me, and it's pleasurable, but it's not real intense. It's like I said, the pleasure that I get from it is more from knowing how much he enjoys having sex with me. He tends to tell me about it. He talks a lot. He grunts and wickers and blows in my ear, etc. And that is very erotic to me, more so than the physical sex.
When he's courting me, as it were, trying to entice me to bend down or kneel down. He does a lot of I call it a hubba hubba. He just kind of goes and makes his little hubba hubba noise to me. And then once he's in, I mean, for every stirrup that he does, he makes this big grunting noise. And then when he orgasms, he makes an even bigger grunting noise.
He tends to like to hold on to his teeth, and I actually have some scars on my back from where he's bitten onto me, just hanging on. They do the same thing with mares when they have sex. Only mares have fur to hang on to. He tends to get a big chunk of skin with me. And that can be quite painful. But usually I don't even notice until after the fact because I'm so caught up in the moment. And then I get up to the house and Ellie says, oh, I see you've been down fooling around. You've got a big bite mark on your back.